News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, 4:36 PM. Some of you folks are looking for the road. I mean, you are grabbing the car keys, getting ready to go. I get it. Going to head out there into that go-home traffic. And so, listen, you might want to consider, what are you doing for dinner? Maybe Just Love Coffee Cafe is worth stopping by for you. I think it's worth stopping by. I love going by there. Just Love Coffee Cafe has two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison and the other down on South Memorial Parkway near Whole Foods in Huntsville. Two locations with a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu that will blow your mind. Yes, their name is Just Love Coffee Cafe. And they are a coffee shop. You can sit in there and have a macchiato, a cappuccino, or just some of their great different blends and roasts of coffee and use the Wi-Fi and hang out with friends. I'm just telling you, it's that kind of place. But the breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu is amazing. The womelet, there's an omelet right there that's got just everything in the world in it. And then they actually cook that thing up in a waffle iron, so it comes out with this crazy, cool, kind of light texture with the waffling on it. Then they've got, you can order breakfast for dinner, by the way. Then they've got like the Jive turkey wrap with that pepper jelly on it. I love that. They got salads, and they've got waffles and stuff for breakfast. You might want to take the kids back on a Saturday morning and just have a breakfast that will blow their minds. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. All right, so I'm going into my last segment here. And if you want to call in, by the way, you can, 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866 is the phone number. Call in if you want to. Hit me up with your topics. We've covered several things today. You heard the things on the Grand Council. You heard Copper's Corner. You probably also heard number one on the Triple Dipper was the Russia Watch that we've been on, covering down on Biden and Putin having their video summit today and the fact that Putin has amassed what amounts to an invasion force on the border of Ukraine. And the question is going to be, what's he going to do with it? Did he hear anything today that makes him want to back off? Do we have a president strong enough to convey a message that would make the Russian president want to back off an invasion? And then number two in the Triple Dipper was the battleground victories in the COVID wars. And we've got some. We got hospitals major. I mean, I'm talking tens of thousands of employees in medical institutions that are now backing off their Biden medical mandates. We've got wins in court for the OSHA mandate with a nationwide injunction on that one. And we just got today, our own attorney general issued a press release right as I was going on the air or just before, announcing that the federal contractor mandate has now been enjoined as of today in the case that was Alabama's a part of in Georgia. So right now, Alabama's batting pretty strong right now. We got victories in our the case that we're in for the medical mandates. We got injunctions already, too, in the case that we're involved on the federal contractor mandates. I'm just saying, thank you, Attorney General Steve Marshall. Need to get him on the show sometime soon. But those are big doings. You want to talk about them? 866-494-9866. So, hey, here's my last section. Just going to put an exclamation point on something that I've been saying. Earlier, before we went to a break, I told you I was going to come back and talk about the third part of my Triple Dipper, which I just titled All Politics is Local. Yeah, All Politics is Local. Tip O'Neill's the one who said that. And All Politics is Local, what it basically means is people care about what they can see, touch, and feel in their neighborhoods. And even though it might be in D.C., sometimes they can see things happening in D.C. they don't like and still vote for their person who goes to D.C. because he's their person. And you know, the men and women who run for elected office, they still have to make that local touch. They still have to appeal enough to win the vote. That being said, I've been saying, too, since this show started, that you have got to make sure that you pay as much attention to local and state politics as you do to federal. It's easy to overlook it. Ain't nobody talking about it on Fox News. Ain't nobody talking about it on CNN. Ain't nobody talking about it on MSNBC. Well, all they talk about on MSNBC is Trump. But nonetheless, ain't nobody talking about it. That's why you have to find those news sources you trust that bring things back to a local level. Don't forget you got your local paper, like we had Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune on yesterday. We got 1819 News, which deals with Alabama's news as well as a national perspective. Well, I found a book that was online. I don't have a copy of it, although I'm thinking about getting it. It's called All Politics is Local, subtitle Why Progressives Must Fight for the States. That's interesting. So progressives, it says, have for years been pushing to gain ground in the chambers of Congress and the presidency, and yet now they're seeing that Republicans have been gaining ground at the states. And look at what's happening to the Biden mandates, because we have controlled state legislatures, state governors, state attorneys general. Oh, yeah. Look at what's happening to issues like school board issues on critical race theory and other matters. Look at what's happening on issues that relate to civil liberties in certain states and yet being encroached still in blue states. I'm just telling you, it's an important thing for you to consider, that you've got to go ahead and make sure that you're paying attention. Now, one of the things that I wanted to point out, and when I say politics is local, I want you to consider this. The folks in Loudoun County, Virginia, they went to war basically with their, I say that tongue in cheek, they went at it though with their local school board. It's been in the national news, but a local school board has been in the national news because of the fact that they have been going to bat on the question of critical race theory and other things being in their schools. And all that to say, what happened in Loudoun County, Virginia, sparked the National Association of School Boards sending a letter to the Biden administration asking for intervention. The Biden administration then let their own DOJ and Attorney General begin investigating parents who dared to go to a school board. The backlash on that has been so significant that story out today, actually it came out last night on AL.com, Alabama School Board Association cuts ties with the national group over the terrorism letter, citing dysfunction. Connect the dots with me. What happened in a Virginia local school board went up to D.C. and came back down to your state association of school boards. Your state association of school boards has detached themselves from the National Association of School Boards because of what a group of parents did at a school board meeting, a local school board meeting in Virginia. That's how powerful local politics can be. If you've never seen it in that regard, see it now. That's a classic example, y'all, of why I say politics is local. Do what you got to do at home. Do what you got to do in your backyard. Do what you got to do to deal with things at that local level. You'll be amazed at what'll happen. Those parents in Loudoun County, Virginia, are the reason why the Alabama Association of School Boards has now detached itself from the National Association. Oh, man, that's just good stuff. Well, there's a few other things that I'm going to point out, but let me just do this. I got Rich from Huntsville on line four, so let me grab that. Hey, Rich, how you doing, man?
Man, hey, that's a good segue, too, because this is what I wanted to talk about.
You know, okay, what you got?
While people really had their priorities messed up, while we hooting and hollering about critical race theory and jumping up and down like dancing monkeys, we've had at least 28 school shootings this year. Where are all the concerned parents at the school board meetings about that? Because these school shootings need to be stopped.
Brother, you think the parents don't care about the school shootings? Is that what you're saying? I mean, I think they are there.
What I'm saying is this
situation we just had with the school shooting up in Oxford, Michigan. That school board right now is actually the staff and maybe even the school board is looking at some trouble on this, and so I don't think the parents are at all silent about school shootings, not at all.
Yes, the parents are silent and we are all silent because we're running around here talking about a bunch of stupid stuff: Omicron, Linda Blanchard entered the race, a bunch of irrelevant stuff. Just in Alabama, they've taken away four instances where kids have brought guns to school. And what I'm saying, these school shooters, they don't just wake up and become school shooters. These little thugs are being raised in dysfunctional households. They're being taught to handle their grievances and their discretions with guns.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all, man. And I think you're right. I think the breakdown of the family and the fact that parents are not taking personal responsibility for the way their kids are being raised, I think that bleeds over into the school shootings and other things that happen. And, you know, that's why it's a question in my mind whether it's going to stick, but that's why those parents up in Oxford, Michigan are now being indicted along with their son. It's kind of a wild situation, but it's but you're not wrong, Rich. I agree with you.
Yeah, it should stick because those parents knew, and I would gather that most parents when you have a psychopath, you raising a psychopath, you know you raising a psychopath. It's not you know any surprise when they go out and throw hand grenades at the school bus or whatever. I think these parents are intentionally raising little monsters like this because the parents themselves don't know how to handle conflict. They don't know how to talk things out. If worse come to worse, use your fist. No, these people are putting guns in children's hands. By the time they can walk and stand up good, and they think that's their American right. And what they're doing, they're teaching their kids that, hey, if you have a problem, somebody's approaching you, you don't want to do this, somebody don't want to play with you, hey, use your gun. That's what we bought it for.
Well, and so I got to differ with you a little bit. I mean, like, I can remember in high school, I was never a big hunter myself, but I had buddies that went hunting. They came to school and they came right out of duck hunting. They still had their camouflage on and their shotgun in the rack in the back window of their truck out in the school parking lot. And nobody cared. Nobody got shot either. I mean, I think there's a responsible, I've raised my kids, to be responsible with firearms. And so you can do that. I mean, there's always been firearms in my house, and my kids, learned very early, respect it, treat it like it's always loaded. Here's the safe procedures to use it only when you're supervised until you're an adult. But the reality is there's a responsible way to have firearms and there's an irresponsible way. Hey, Rich, I got to go. I got to take a break here real quick, but thanks for the call, man. We agreed in part that time. Hey, listen, I got another caller. Copper, you go ahead and tell Mike from Decatur to hang on the line, if you will, and I'll take his call as soon as we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I had some folks that appear to have hung on through the break, and I appreciate that very much. So let's go ahead and wrap up the day by taking a couple of calls here. I got Mike from Decatur on line two. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What can I do for you?
I've never dislike the caller more than Rich because to me he's toxic and paints Caucasians with this broad brush and spews hatred. But I would have to actually say that I agree with about 90% of everything Rich just said. We are focused on the wrong things and at the wrong times. And if we don't redirect our focus and put it where it belongs, we're going to wind up getting exactly what we deserve.
So you agree with Rich then, I guess, that parents need to take more responsibility for their kids, and the fact that these kids are doing school shootings is often a result of their parenting. Is that what you're saying?
I think that we as parents have allowed televisions and handheld games to babysit our children. We spend less time with them as parents, and I think that they learn from their environment. And if their environment is filled with violent video games and violent movies, then how can you blame them for being a product of what they invested themselves in? Well, we have to do something as parents. Responsibility doesn't just, you know, rest in the hands of, you know, parents, but it also rests in the hands of a generation of family. And if you don't invest the time in it, then don't be surprised when you've got, you know, when you produce garbage.
Brother, that preaches right there. Hey, Mike from Decatur, thanks so much for the call, man. You are definitely a Right Side ruffian. Glad to have you in the audience, and thank you for that. I got time for one more call. About a minute and a half left to go. Kirby from Harvest. Hey, Kirby, how you doing today, man? You doing all right?
Yes, sir. Staying by the heater and trying to stay warm.
Good for you.
I wanted to add to what he said. See, let's don't get so hung up on, you know, our economic this and our you know, we need to take care of defense, okay? But I'll tell you what, if sin abounds, you know, wickedness abounds, Jesus said you've got to really look out for that. In fact, there's a verse in the Bible that says righteousness exalts a nation. Notice, not having the best gross national product, but righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so we really need to, kind of in line with what the previous fellow said, we need to make sure that we're doing what Jehovah wants us to do. And if we're not, it doesn't matter how rich we are, we're still going to have consequences to pay. I would really say, you know, get back in the Word, folks. God's trying to warn us about something.
That's a good call, brother. It's hard for me to even add to that. Thank you for the call, Kirby. As always, you bring a dose of wisdom. So I'll tell you what, that was three good calls, and that includes you too, Rich, by the way. That was three good calls in a row, and thank you for it. And I totally agree. Totally agree. Y'all, there will never be a time that you will regret having invested in your family over other things in life. And raising up your kids in the way they should go so that when they get old, they will not depart from it. That can't beat it. What a great day. What a full show. Copper, thank you for your work on today's show. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. You got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. We'll be back on tomorrow, too.